Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Thank you for joining us today. We welcome you all, and we welcome our viewers on the internet or listening by way of radio or however you're getting this message. Thank God for you. And I thoroughly enjoyed praise and worship today, I must be honest. And there was a strong anointing on it, but I was enjoying listening. So it was really good. You know, normally I try to get lost in it, but today I was listening and getting lost. It was so beautiful. And, you know, praise and worship is not just, it's not a fill-in. Don't think of praise and worship as a fill-in. No. It's way more than a fill-in. I mean, really, because I'm always looking for more time to bring the Word. So if I was going to cut something else, you know, out that wasn't important, it would be praise and worship. But it is vital. Amen. Praise and worship is vital for our well-being. Yes. Listen, for our well-being. That's why God... Listen, there's 150 Psalms. There's no other book in the Bible that's got that many chapters. You know, Psalms is one book. 150 Psalms. And it talks about His greatness, His goodness, when they were in trouble, what they did, how they worshiped, praised Him. And a lot of them were written by King David. And he implemented and instigated 24/7 praise and worship. And God called him a man after my own heart, known as the greatest king of Israel. So praise and worship is vital in our lives. And we need to do some teaching on that. Maybe we can get my wife and Pastor Simone to do some teaching on that. And my wife's going to do a teaching one of these Sunday evenings. We're going to get something together on how to improve your life and be more victorious in areas that are very important in our lives. Amen. Well, today we're looking at living under the blessing of God. How many of you want to live under the blessing of God? All right, so most of you want to. That's a good sign. Some of you are not sure, so you won't, you know. If I said under the curse, how many of you want to live under the curse? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hand. Okay, no hands. If you want to live under the blessing, let me see your hand. All right, there you go. We all want to live under the blessings of God. Go with me to Ephesians 1. And we're going to Ephesians 1, verse 17 out of the Living Bible. Listen to what the Lord says here through the Apostle Paul. He says, I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all that He has done for you. I mean, that's quite a prayer. That's a big mouthful that Paul just spoke. Let me read that again. He says, I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you, he's talking to you and me, wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all that He has done for you. Verse 18, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future He has called you to share. So God, He wants you to be aware of the fact that you have a great future. He's got a great plan for your life, and it doesn't include being in the curse. And Jeremiah 29, I'm just reading this scripture as well. Jeremiah 29:11, most of us know this. He says out of the New King James, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You know God thinks about you? He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God doesn't think evil. God has no evil in Him. God is light and He is only light. God is good and He is always only good. The devil is evil and he has no light in him. He's the father of lies and everything he says is a lie. The devil is evil with no good. God is good with no evil. We have to establish this in our lives because I've heard you and you've heard you saying, God, why'd you do that to me? And it wasn't something good. Any of you know what I'm talking about? We've all been there. We've all done that. We've all said it. Lord, what have I done? Why are you doing this to me? We've got to establish the fact that God is always only good. Amen. Now, God will take what the devil means for evil and destruction in your life. God will take it according to Romans 8, verses 26 through 28, and turn what the devil means for your destruction into good for your life. That's the God we have. That's the Father we have. He'll take what the enemy means for bad and he'll turn it to good. But you've got to be in line with God's thinking. You've got to be in line with the Word of God. You've got to know the will of God. So many people say, well, how can I know the will of God? I know the will of God by the Word of God. I've got to keep bringing that back to us. I know the will of God by the Word of God. The Word of God is God's will. It's His last will and testament. Old Testament, New Testament. Amen. Now, the Message says it this way of Jeremiah 29:11. I know what I'm doing. How many of you think God knows what He's doing? Do you think that God said, you know what, evolution knows better than me? Let's have evolution. We'll start in the goo and see where you end up. You think, no, God knows what He's doing. Say, God knows what He's doing. I mean, you just got to look at the world outside of you. I'm not talking the world systems. I'm talking the world, the creation of God. Look at animals. Have you noticed how brilliantly formed and beautiful they are? Have you noticed every little puppy, every little kitten, every little bird, every little child, human being, how special and precious they are? That comes from God. He didn't say, I'm going to make 2 ears and see what ends up the rest of you. No. When you, before you were in your mother's womb, He fearfully and wonderfully made you. On purpose designed you. You know, my wife, there's not two of her. There's not two of me and there's not two of you. You are unique to God. Like your fingerprints are unique to you. You are unique to God. You may be a little bit of an uncut diamond, but you're still a diamond and still precious and valuable to God. And a diamond is a diamond, whether it's in America or in a tent in Africa. Amen. You are valuable to God. You know, some of you are looking at me like deer in lights. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am valuable to God. I mean, really, a lot of the times, well, you know, I can't go to God with this, you know. No, you are valuable to God. He hears your sigh. He hears your crying in your bed. He hears when you're going through situation. He knows every single detail about you. And He loves us. Amen. And so He says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. You see, and that's one of the things my wife will talk about and I'll talk about as well, is you've got to have a goal, you've got to have focus, and then you go for it. God had a goal in mind, and He was focused to bring it to pass. Listen, God is sovereign. And when He said that there is going to be an Antichrist, or the Antichrist, not one of the many that have come, the Antichrist, which is going to have the false prophet with Him in the end times, and He's going to go into the temple, the third temple, which is still yet to be built, which is almost ready to be built. They've got all the details all ready. Everything's ready. It's just waiting for someone to give them the go ahead. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. Some of you maybe will be aware of this. In fact, you should be aware of it. Do you know that the United Arab Emirates are signing peace accords and peace treaties with Israel? That is a humongously big, major sign. Amen. They're signing a peace treaty with Israel to have normal relations, which has not been happening. And then they say, because they're doing it, most of the Arab nations are going to sign peace accord with them. They're offering our President Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, they're offering him for the good that he's done, and he's done brilliant. They're offering him when he, listen, he took what many presidents said and promised for years and years, for over 25 years. And he said, I'm taking the embassy to Jerusalem, the capital. He's the only one who had the chutzpah and the guts to do it. And he came under all kinds of attack because of it. So no matter what you think of him, he stands for Israel, he stands for Christians. But I'm not doing a political thing here. He's been offered the Nobel Peace Prize. They've offered him the Nobel Peace. Well, he's been, they've put his name in for the Nobel Peace Prize. You see, so there's a peace accord they're looking at right now. And you know that the Bible says they're going to be crying out, peace, peace, when it hits. It's getting to that place where they're going to say, now that we've got peace, we'll allow you to build your temple next to the Dome of the Rock. And when that temple goes up, we know in the middle of the 7-year cycle, in the middle of that 7 years, 3.5 years, in the middle of it, the Antichrist with his false prophet, and the false prophet is going to be saying, listen, he's going to be telling you, listen to him. He knows what he's doing. This is him. This is the man. This is who we've been waiting for. That's what the false prophet's going to be doing. And the Antichrist himself, he's going to sit in the temple, and that's when he's going to proclaim to be God. And then 3.5 years of chaos will take place. We're going to be celebrating the marriage feast in heaven with our Lord and Savior. As the bride of Christ, the groom is going to come for us. But you've got to understand, we are that close right now. God said, I have it all planned out. You think God doesn't know what's going to happen? Before the foundation of the world, he saw everything that's going to happen. He knew that Pharaoh, because remember, every day of your life was written in his book before the foundation of the world. Every day, right? So his sovereignty, he saw that Pharaoh would not relent and repent. Say, relent and repent. That's a good word for today. Relent and repent. In this world that we're living in, that's a bad word. Amen. And he knew Pharaoh would not relent. He would not repent, and he knew it because he'd seen it was written in the book. So he's sovereign there, but yet he still gave Pharaoh every opportunity to change. People think he forced him to do it. No, he did not. He knew he would do it. That's the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign over his word. And if his word said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed, well, then you are healed whether you get the healing or not. It's that simple. I might not believe it, so I don't walk in it. So do I blame God? No, I don't. He knew everything that was going to take place before it took place. And he knows there's going to be an Antichrist in the temple. He calls him the son of perdition. He calls him the man of sin. He calls him so many other different names. And he's going to be there. It's going to happen. So when God says, I have it all planned out, now he's saying, yeah, I have plans to take care of you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service.